presenting a united front against a president they say is illegitimate. Four political parties are warning Kais Saied that he must backtrack on his decision to seize executive power, or they'll call widespread protests against him.
The president has taken everything. He has cancelled everything. Even the institution for sorting out these problems, like fighting corruption. All these entities have been closed by the president. There's no parliament. There's no committee for overseeing laws. There's no government.
Demonstrations have already been held against President Saied, who last week announced he'd rule by decree and ignore parts of the constitution. That's after he sacked the prime minister and suspended parliament in July. On Monday, Tunisia's foreign minister told the UN General Assembly that the president's actions are necessary for the country's security, that he was acting with the will of the people.
The dangerous situation threatening our country and community is attributed to a deeply rooted political polarization and a socio-economic and health crisis. This is why the President of the Republic had to interfere and take a series of exceptional resolutions and measures based on our constitution to put the country back on the right path towards democracy.
The largest political party, ENAHDA, says the president should call elections to prove he has a mandate. ENAHDA isn't in the newly formed coalition, but has spoken out strongly against his measures, describing them as a coup.
Why should one person say that he can embody the will of the people? So if he is with the will of the people, if he is expressing the will of the people, he has the authority to call for elections and let the people decide.
Local and international human rights groups have condemned Saied's actions, warning of a slide towards authoritarianism. While the developments in July were broadly popular, 2 months on, people are growing frustrated by what they see as a lack of progress or a plan for reform. Analysts say that could work in the new coalition's favour.
With the deep economic crisis that we are going to see the effects of it in the upcoming weeks and months, they could seize maybe the opportunity to show that, unfortunately, even by a power grab, even by gathering all the powers, President Saied is unable to fight the real crisis of the Tunisians, that are social problems, economy, etc.
With an economy on the verge of collapse, many say without political action, the situation can only get worse. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.
Let's speak to our correspondent Bernard Smith, who's in Tunis, joins us now. So, Bernard, what more do we know about this coalition?
Nick, there are four main parties in this coalition. You can sort of refer to them as progressive and democratic-style parties. One of them, the Democratic Stream, had initially been supportive of what President Kais Saied had done. This party, the Democratic Stream, had been very critical of ENAHDA. But now they are pushing back. Now they're saying that they want the president to appoint a government. He hasn't yet done that. He hasn't articulated any comprehensive economic policy or how the government's going to finance the debt. None of these questions have still been answered 2 months after President Kais Saied seized power. These parties are saying that they're still open for discussion, though. And at the same time today, we've also had a statement from a lot of civil society organisations, very significant groups in Tunisia, and they're also warning the president of the danger of going too far in taking over power without saying how long he would hold on to the reins of power. And that, these civil society groups, they've been particularly critical of how the president doesn't seem to have held to account any of those people accused of corruption. That's been one of the big complaints here in Tunisia, is very powerful, corrupt people, and they say the president still has not done anything about them.
Is it possible to gauge the degree of support that Kais Saied has?
Not easily, no. There were protests in support of him a few days ago over the weekend when there were other protests against what he's done. There are other protests planned possibly for this weekend on Sunday for people supporting him as well. So there was a belief when he took over the reins of power, when he suspended parliament 2 months ago, there seemed to be a general opinion that people were very frustrated with the democratically elected parliament, very frustrated with nothing being done. The economy was in a lot of trouble, and that had been exacerbated by the pandemic. And so there was, people felt that something needed to be done. And that is why, it seems, over the past 2 months, the president has been given time by these civil society groups and by these political parties to offer some sort of solution to the crisis Tunisia faces, finds itself in. But so far, the president hasn't done that. And this is why people's patience seems to be beginning to run out.
All right, Bernard, thanks for that. Bernard Smith there in Tunis. Let's speak now to Fadil Alireza, who's the editor-in-chief of Meshkal, which is a Tunisia news and analysis website. Joins us from Tunis also. Fadil, first of all, Bernard was saying, our correspondent there was saying that the president has been given time, but now opposition parties are running out of patience. Is that how you see it?
Certainly, that's true. We saw not only immediately the main governing parties that were saw themselves lose power when he approached parliament on July 25th, opposing the president's moves. We actually have seen other parties as well that initially were maybe on the fence, that were sort of tepidly or maybe skeptically supportive of the July 25th move, turn against him. And they're starting to coordinate with one another. More importantly, they're actually coordinating with, as the correspondent just mentioned, civil society groups, particularly the UGTT. It's the main labor union, which counts about 1 million members out of an 11 million population. They're very important in especially the bureaucracy within the state institutions. They are expressing more and more their displeasure with the fact that they are being left out of any sort of discussion about where Tunisia goes in the future. They're seeing this consolidation of the powers of the presidency, particularly with his new decree, 117, a new presidential order that suspended parts of the constitution on September 22nd. And they're looking at this and they're saying, you know, the fact that we're not being consulted, the fact that there's a very small group of people just around the president who are being consulted, really is a problem for them.
So they say that Kais Saied has lost his legitimacy. So this coalition, how much could it alter the game board, if you like? How much could it alter the state of play?
I think as time goes on, there'll be more and more pressure on the president, particularly as he has been very slow to communicate his plans. On top of that, we've seen increasing sort of will of people to go out in the streets and oppose him. The first demonstration against him just a couple of weeks ago only had about 300 people, but the one on Sunday saw closer to about 3,000 people. These may continue to grow larger. There may be more opposition from the streets, but again, there may be even opposition from these key political groups, whether they're political parties or the union or other civil society groups. These are institutions that have quite a lot of influence, quite an ability to really stop the president from moving forward on many issues. You can also see the business community as working together alongside. It's not often that you see the union of workers working together with the business community represented by the main chamber of commerce, the UTICA. So the fact that there's these groups sort of coalescing together and seeing that they'd like to see some answers from the president suggests that he's going to have a difficult time going forward with his plans if he continues to go alone.
It's a question I asked of Bernard, our correspondent, Bernard Smith. Is it possible to gauge, do you think, the degree of support that the president has? I mean, clearly he had support at the beginning, but as we said, people are running out of patience. Can you gauge that? Can you tell how many people, what kind of division in percentage terms there is?
It's very difficult. We saw early polling at the very beginning stages that showed widespread support for the president. Certainly when he made a decision, you know, people went into the streets across the country en masse, you know, at night, breaking curfew. Since then, we've seen that seem to deteriorate. Certainly some of his supporters have become a little bit less vociferous on social media. We've also seen sort of counter-protesters at these last two demonstrations against the president getting smaller in number. But we'll see. You know, there's always a possibility that the president will be able to mobilize his supporters, particularly if he finds a particular issue that he can use to mobilize them. Focused on anti-corruption issues. As the correspondent mentioned earlier, we haven't seen quite a lot tangible in terms of his anti-corruption efforts. If he doesn't produce soon, that may also eat into his support among his base.
Right. Interesting. Thanks very much indeed for that, Fadil Al-Raiza, editor-in-chief of Meshkal, joining us from Tunis. Thanks a lot.